We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. It's well known that I'm not a soccer guy. I think I've established that over the many years I've been in the media in this market. But I will say this. The interviews with Chico Borja and Mike Dowler were extremely enjoyable.
They were fantastic, both of them. And having Adam Knapp and Bonnie Bing in last Friday, I think it was also great. So we're doing our part for God Save the Wings.
God save us for the job we've done.
Well, I wish we could have more of these.
I'm going to pat myself on the back. Here's Andrew on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Andrew, your Cali Tigers.
Yep.
You jinxed them. That's all. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, here. I don't know how to talk about this. All right. So last game at home, we won the KJCC East. We second technical happened on Daylin. He got kicked out of the game. He was just trying to pass the left the ball. They got a technical foul, so therefore he couldn't play the next game.
Andrew,
so
you know he wasn't just trying to pass the ball. That's not why he got a technical.
No, he was. He was. I promise.
He passed it into somebody's face or something? What happened?
So what happened is the ref turned, and he passed the ball on the bow, pounced right past the ref, and then he got it. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. Doesn't matter, but he wasn't at that game, and our shots just weren't falling last night. You know, I was in the truck, so in the truck on one of the little screens we had, I kept on looking at that score, and it was close, and it was way. It was a very hot fought game. Congratulations to Butler on their side, but you know these games happen. You just got to shake it off and keep on moving to the main goal,
which is
the tournament coming up. I talked to Coach today, actually. I talked to him about the game. It was pretty fun. I love sitting down having a conversation.
Andrew, we're seeing you evolve as a young man, and it's interesting to watch the process and to hear it because you are a rabid – when you decide you like something, and thank goodness the drive is something you like, you are as rabid about it as anybody I've ever known.
Well, my opinion is if I'm going to like you, I'm going to be passionate about it. You know, I don't care win, lose, draw. I'm going to be passionate about it. And Jeff, I will not change teams to another team. Never got to address that last call, but I won't do that with this team because I went to school here. Professional teams, I don't have people. I don't have people that play on the professional teams that I personally know. You know, I'll know these guys for the rest of my life and follow them. Hopefully, to some of these kids in their NBA career. So that'd be cool. But like I said, we got our sights set on some more stuff. Going to finish off the season strong, go to Dodge City, hopefully win that, and then hopefully be in a national championship tournament.
Hey, give our listeners an idea for your passion about this show before we let you go.
Listen, I've been loving this show forever, been calling it forever. When I got my phone, the first call I made that day was to The Drive, and ever since then, I've loved it, and I'll never stop loving it. I might live in Arc City, but I download the radio.com app and still listen every single day and still call. That's how much I love this show.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it. Oh, my goodness.
Andrew's all in.
Andrew's entertaining.
Of course.
In his way. In his way of being entertaining.
Well, he's good for the
show.
He
will not be deterred.
Right. If he is, he'll pick another team.
That drum. You picked another team.
When?
You went from the Cardinals to the Indians.
But was I ever really with the Cardinals?
Tell me, were you?
I don't know. I think I was searching for much of my youth.
So in those early years, you weren't really invested in the Cardinals.
I don't know. I feel like I probably was. I remember going to a Cardinals-Reds game the first summer after my mom moved out there in Cincinnati, 92, and I was really pulling for the Cardinals, so I must have been a Cardinals fan.
Boy, what a shame. This is my least favorite topic because it really feels like there was a disconnect there.
There wasn't.
It feels like what in the world did he do? Why would he go from one of the most franchises in the history of American sports to the Cleveland Indians?
But that
it
doesn't
makes
that
no sense.
Doesn't that bring you some sense of security?
Not any.
Like, it's not like he would have chosen the Indians of all the teams, so it must have just been a natural thing. It's nothing that was in my control, so I couldn't have disconnected.
I will never understand it. And something else I'll never understand is why I never developed a real strong connection with any other team like I have with the Cardinals and that I had as a young child until I was about 21 with Wichita State. I wonder why.
Because those were the teams that your dad kind of grew up taking you to and participating in and watching, and those were your teams.
I walked into the Roundhouse for the first time when I was 7 years old, and I keep thinking back to those years. How I live.
Right.
I live a lot in those times.
Very much.
And I can still see the Shockers coming onto the floor through the big tunnel at the north end. That's where they used to come out. You understand that?
Yeah.
And you'd see. I can just see.
There was no other tunnel, right?
Right. I can just see what that atmosphere looked like to this day. With the jam-packed crowd.
Who do you see? Who's the player you see?
And the smoke rising to the top. And they had little flaps on the back of their warm-up jerseys.
Sure.
That just said WSU. And then I think later they may have had their name on those, but I don't know that for sure. But their uniforms were simple, just Wichita across the top. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
And then when they went on the road, they wore the black jersey. Dave Stallworth is the player I see.
Well, they're very good.
These eyes, I often think about this. You want to talk about how strange I'm getting?
Not really, but I guess we have to.
I know you hate this. Look, you won't even look at me.
I'm hearing you. I'm absorbing it.
Look at me,
I don't
me, though.
Absorb when I look people in the eye because I get self-conscious and then I don't hear them. So when let me hear you.
When I think about it, that my eyes that are currently in my head have seen Dave Stallworth play basketball for the Shockers.
Right.
That's amazing to me.
Right. I understand.
The very eyes that are looking at you right now.
And I'm not looking back for those listening at home.
But I always look at the people I'm talking to.
Well, we're proud of you for that.
These very eyes have seen Dave Stallworth and Nate Bowman and that crew of Shockers that had Warren Armstrong, that crew of early Shockers that had this huge impression
right
on
but
me.
I don't think you understand that every young person is impressed upon by what they see at a young age. You think this is exclusive to you, that you were impressionable. Every young person's impressionable.
Sure.
I remember Casey Hunt. Why? Because I saw him play.
Listen,
was he good?
As much as we
sorta
love Casey Hunt, we're not going to live in that. I'm sorry, that's not comparable.
But it's not like it didn't make an impression on me.
Yeah, but that's not comparable.
I rooted for Wichita State basketball into my later teen years and early 20s and stuff like that because of a bizarre connection I made with Chad Elston and Ryan Hurs and L.D. Swanson. They weren't the level of players that of the guys that you mentioned, but they had a similar impact.
Well, sure they did. And that's good. By the way, we just had another confirmation for the World Series of Faceoff. Defending champion Andy Bartel is in.
Well, he better be.
How about that? How good is that? So now we have Andy Bartel, Jason Ault.
Ault confirmed?
Rob Kuser. All confirmed.
Well, and Dan Barber, and we assume.
Has Dan Barber confirmed?
Oh, yeah. And we assume Pat Pask.
Pat Pask is confirmed.
As a former champion.
Five confirmed now for the World Series of Faceoff Legends Tournament, which we'll hold right here on the show. Coming up in July.
Love to get Alan Gales in the mix, my friend.
869-1240 at 525 today. We'll talk with Jesse Newell of the Kansas City Star. KU Baylor, Saturday morning from Waco. In the biggest college basketball game of the season, and maybe one of the biggest in the Big 12 ever. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Biggest game ever in the Big 12?
I'm going to go ahead and throw it up there and see what Jesse says. He's probably researched it. This is the kind of stuff I would have researched.
Back in the day?
Back in the day when I was still doing these kinds of things.
Okay.
This is a monumental game.
Yeah, it's huge. Except it doesn't really change anything.
Oh, it changes. It changes everything.
It doesn't change anything.
Are you kidding?
No, both of these teams are going to be number one.
You don't want to win the Big 12 title?
Yeah, but...
So really, winning the Big 12 title...
It's fine.
A Power 5 conference title means nothing to you. Is that what you're saying?
It changes nothing. They'll be tied if KU wins.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're both going to be number one seeds.
I do that.
So while it is a big game,
they stick me with
there's
you?
Not a ton on the line.
When they could have picked any co-host in the world, why'd they pick
why
you
they
for this show?
Me?
Jeff, you're next on the drive. How are you?
I won't do it this time.
Hey, Bob and Jeff. I called you the day you...
Yeah, he confirmed.
I confirmed the very
Jeff
first
Moore.
Day.
Oh, Jeff Morris.
Two
confirmed.
Years ago, champ.
Yeah, former champion hey, Jeff Morris confirmed for the Legends Tournament.
I also
tournament.
Got a couple things I want to post. I was there the night that Antoine Carr scored 49 points on
47.
I was the 47.
Yes.
Oh, it
you
was
saw an extra
night.
Basket. You must have been drinking.
Oh, probably so. And the other thing, Jeff was talking about Southern Florida sucks. Well, I'm sorry. They're not that very good.
I said they're terrible.
They beat Memphis by 2 points about 12 days ago.
I know. Memphis isn't very good either.
No, Memphis is really up and down. They can't hit a stride at all.
I understand that, but, I mean, they were preseason favorites. And,
well, sure, but they lost the number one player and their number two player. They lost their best two players. And I cut Jeff off. Because
why did you do that?
It was an accident.
Uh-oh.
But I get frustrated.
He takes back his confirmation.
Jeff, I'm sorry. You're still in the tournament. But Memphis isn't even close to the same team that we expected them to be.
No, not even close.
So let's get real.
They lost to South Florida. That's really all you need to know about that.
Yeah. I mean, let's get real. Memphis,
exactly.
Memphis is beatable.
Very.
But there's a reason they're beatable.
Everybody in the league is beatable.
Absolutely.
If Houston can lose to SMU, who loses to Tulane, then everybody's
well,
beatable.
Well, Houston lost to Tulsa.
Right. And but Frank, that was when Tulsa was good.
And Frank Harth.
The man.
Exactly. Eric is next on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline at 869-1240. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, I just picked the phone up out of my pocket. Streaming on radio.com. I notice your face has moved even further to the
see,
left.
This is something
right
that I'm...
I think you're getting slid over a little bit every day.
This is something I'm starting to hear more and more about because you're right. On the radio.com app, there's a photograph of me and Jeff. Now, I used to be the focal point of that photograph, but in recent weeks, that I'm almost out of that picture.
Doesn't it make sense?
I think Jeff's pushing you out. He's up to something, or maybe it's...
I think there's a movement amongst a certain base of the listeners that wants to see Jeff and Jason Duda with their show and wants to put me out on the farm.
I kind of see Jason coming in on the right side.
Eric, do you think anyone would notice if just, you know, maybe Monday this show is now The Drive with Jeff and Bob?
Jeff and Bob?
Yeah, instead of Bob and Jeff. I'm first now.
I thought they just announced it that way after the last break.
See? It's coming.
Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
See, that's a subtle shot at me. I'm fine. I can take it. I'm a grown man. I'm fine.
Maybe The Drive starring Jeff Lutz
here's,
with Bob Lutz.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd like?
Like in the fine print.
Do you want to do this work every day?
You can do the work. I'm the star. That's what I think.
Answer the question.
I think that's what Eric's trying to say.
I'm not doing the work without my name bigger on the marquee.
Really? Okay. You keep doing
and
the
here's
work.
And here's what you fail to understand.
What's that?
This show's success
hinges on you?
falls on my shoulders.
Oh, I'm proud of you for that.
If I missed a week and it was you and Duda.
I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, my God.
Haven't we done that before?
No.
Duda and me?
They don't. Listen, they don't allow me to miss a week.
Thank goodness.
They want
the powers that be at Intercom.
They
are
want
strict.
This show to maintain its atmospheric ratings. And when I ask for a day off.
Atmospheric ratings? What does
yeah,
that mean?
Atmospheric ratings. Atmosphere. Our ratings are through the atmosphere.
Huh. I think there might be a different word you're thinking of, but I can't think of it.
Stratospheric. What?
No, I don't know what it is.
Gravity defying.
Maybe. That could be it.
What? Atmosphere?
Atmospheric? Maybe. I don't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it, though. That's all I'm saying.
Our ratings are through the atmosphere.
No, well, they're fine.
Is this your least favorite part of a show when I just start rambling?
Probably.
So you'd rather just line up six interviews a day?
No, rein it in, though. What are we going to talk about? I'll talk about anything with you.
We are talking. I told you my memories.
I appreciate
that. A lot of
that.
This show is my memories.
Do you think Wichita State should change its name to Wichita University?
The University of Wichita?
Whatever.
Well, they changed it from the University of Wichita to
right.
Wichita State.
But
I'd be all in favor of going back to the University of Wichita.
As would I, especially in this conference. You have Tulsa, Cincinnati, Memphis, Houston, and those are big cities. Wichita State doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
No.
Be Wichita.
I don't like – I'm done with Wichita
There's no
State,
Tulsa State
now that you mention it.
I think I am too, and that should be the next
now,
thing.
Now, will Darren Boatwright get word that the two of us – would
well,
like a change?
Wouldn't that be a presidential decision as opposed to
well, it
the
could
athletic
be.
Director?
It could be. It's a Board of Regents question.
Yeah. But when you're in a conference with Houston, you're not in a conference with Houston State. Be Wichita. Be on par. That's all I'm saying.
I'm fine with it.
Thank you. I
have no problem with it.
Thought you might have some pushback on that one.
Listen, I'm all for change for the better.
And that is one.
Speaking of change for the better, we've got more tickets to give away. Not sure how that coincides with change, but Def Leppard and ZZ Top are in town. We got tickets to give away at 869-1240, October 5th at Intrust Bank Arena. You can see these two legendary bands. Give us a call right now for your chance to win on The Drive, Sports Radio KFH. Was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.